Today is October 20th, and the Yankees season has ended. Let's talk Yanks. No music, no nothing. Probably a shorter episode. Sad times. Yanks lose. My name's John Boy. I'm coming to you from New Jersey. And I got my co-host Jake coming to you from Tennessee still. Jake, how are you doing?
Bad. I'm bad, man. It's incredible. I'll say my most honest thought. Genuinely right now, it feels like Houston has stolen two World Series from us. And that's not even fair. They haven't even played the second one yet. But that was one of my honest, genuine thoughts. And it's for you and I, it stings on multiple levels. We try not to say it in a douchey way, but we are making like a lifestyle and careers out of this. So it's devastating. It's as devastating as it gets.
Yeah, man. I mean, I had my mental breakdown after game four, you know? So, like, I'm not going to come here and be as whiny or as heartbroken as I was then. But there's a lot of people that didn't hit the bottom after game four, and they're probably hitting their bottom now. So I commiserate with you. Go listen to game four if you want, like, that side of me. But I had accepted death. DJ with that home run, man. And I don't, people started tweeting at me like, we should have done this and what ifs. And
yeah,
man, I think I did this last year. My mind does not work that way.
No.
I mean, I'm trying not to think about the nitty gritty of this game. Do you want to talk at all about like gameplay here? I mean,
no, I mean, what will haunt Yankees fans for years is Mariznick on deck. That's one that will haunt. Everything else, I mean, when this series gets remembered, it'll be, I mean, just half the Yankees lineup dying. More than half the Yankees lineup dying throughout the series, and it just sucks. Like how much
I think you have to pitch your Altuve. So I mean
I don't
go-ahead run, Mariznick gets a single and they win on that. I mean,
yeah, but it's Jake Mariznick, and it's Jose Altuve. He's your head of the snake guy. He's everything for them.
They had him. And I mean, they had him fine. He just threw a fucking terrible pitch. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible pitch.
Yeah, and I won't get contentious, but that's why you don't pitch to Altuve there. No, it sucks, and I think the other thing that'll get brought up a lot is, I mean, game two. You know, Yankees had Verlander beat. That game goes to extras in Houston, you know, and it kind of goes into what we've talked to a lot of, and it's, yes, it takes a special team to win the World Series, but it also takes some luck. I mean, the two diving balls by the Houston outfielders today, you know, just a couple calls here and there, a couple small things, and this series goes a lot differently, and it didn't. Yeah. It did not.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If Stan's healthy, like if Stan was healthy, then that's crazy. In general, I don't think Boone did a bad job. No, I just mean just for this game. If Stan is healthy and they didn't play him in this game, they played Edwin over him for health, and it wasn't health reasons, that's kind of a terrible mistake. But, you know, a lot of people want to blame Boone right away. I don't blame Boone for this series at all. I mean, you had like five bats go completely dead.
And that's, I think that's where I'm sure the next few days on Yankees Twitter will end up becoming an ugly place. Because, like you and I have seen, people want to place the finger. There's not really a finger to be placed.
Oh, man, I was on Periscope, and there's so many people like, they're like DH Cameron Maben, DH Romine. And it's like, you don't really mean that because you can't DH your fourth outfielder and your backup catcher. Come on, guys. I was getting so fed up. Like, you're just searching for what you think. And like, you can't do that. So, whatever. Is what it is. I don't even want to talk about the play at all. I just read a tweet. I think it was our dude Hoodie Glaber.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I responded to that.
About the strategy?
True. Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So maybe we're both shouting out two different Hoodie Glaber tweets.
Ain't that it, Yankees land?
Okay, so this is the one I was talking about. Hoodie Glaber, welcome to the show. You're a big part of it. Hoodie Glaber said, I think it's definitely fair to say that the Yankees need to adjust their strategy. Relievers are not robots. Chad was done. Canely was mostly done. Britton looked almost done. Chapman obviously wasn't sharp. And LOL, Ottavino. Bullpenning kind of sort of doesn't work. And my thoughts that I was having during this game was like, if we win this game, like, we're beat up. Like, we... Like,
yeah.
Like, the relievers had to beat themselves up to win a series. And remind me when spring training comes and I'm optimistic and I love our bullpen again, that I'm saying this now. It kind of feels like we couldn't have taken that pen into a, like, going right into a game seven. And then if we magically won that, turn it right around and go into the World Series, it kind of doesn't. And I, this is the first time I'm really seeing it. You know, my eyes are kind of opening to it. Like, yeah, it kind of doesn't seem like they could have done that.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's interesting that people point to is, I mean, the rainout. That kind of was a factor. I know you and I aren't, we're not sitting here on this episode of Talking Yanks saying the rainout lost us the series. But it kind of was a factor. And again, like I just don't know. If you really zoom out on a baseball perspective and, you know, the Yankees could have won game two very easily. You can point at a lot of different things. And you know that they were there today, and the Hoodie Glaber tweet I was talking about, hey Hoodie Glaber, was this season truly did feel special. CeCe's last season.
I wish Hoodie Glaber was a real person with a real name, because I like his opinions a lot, yeah. But like, we're fucking crediting Hoodie Glaber, yeah, and a Avi, which sucks.
Cameron Maben just becoming a part of this team and what he was. You know, and it just, even the Houston rivalry that's been kind of brewing, and if you're a Houston fan, you're saying, oh, it's not a rivalry, we just own you guys. You know, this was supposed to be our year, and then we play them next year, round three, the championship round. Nope. You know, CeCe going out there literally pitching until his body could not. And then DJ LeMahieu hits that home run, and it felt like we'd been waiting for that for six games. Like, what was going to be the Yankees' kind of signature moment to finish off this season, and that felt like it. Back against the wall, Savages, next man up, LeMahieu gets Ozuna, and it's like, yeah, this is it. You know, let's win this one, and then, you know, we'll be back against the wall with Cole tomorrow. The pressure will be on them. None of it. But it's, I don't know. It's devastating, and it's going to be interesting to see. I had my tweet at the deadline that was like, I think Brian Cashman's seat is going to get hot a little bit. And a lot of people misinterpreted what that was. But this is the first decade the Yankees go without a championship. You know, baseball and times are changed, absolutely. I mean, they still want to be the Yankees. And it's, you know, the starting pitching is going to get talked about a lot. What do you do with some of the lineup options? It's, And we're
so
going to have a lot of time to talk about all
there's
that.
There's so many trade pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, if Cashman wants to trade high, I think that we're going to see a lot of movement this offseason.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We'll get into that later. I mean, we're probably taking the World Series off on Talking Yanks, I'm gathering, Jake.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out a little bit, but
come back strong in November. We'll figure out our off-season plan. Hard to even think about that, but just to let you guys know, we will be doing Talking Baseball and covering that. And I don't know. Is there anything left to say, chat? There's some people hanging out with us. Actually, shout out to and you know what? This is long because we had a lot of people join us on Talking Yanks Patreon, but I'm not going to not shout them out because we appreciate that so much. So this episode, I'm sorry that it's a bad one. We got Luke Cooper, Danielle Mancuzzi, Carly Quinones, Carly Quinones, Jordan Schatz. Schatz. This is a tough last name, kind of. James McBee, Jamie, Michael Phelps, awesome, Jason Donders, Laura Harvey, Bradley Willosen, Stephen Arroyo, David Ilix J, Thomas Limar, Dustin, Eddie Vasquez, Reed Clarsfield, Trevor Bailey, Mike Mendoza, Christopher Liver, Jess Ramirez, Dane Boone, Ryan Nealon, Brennan Tremley, Bacon Steak to Go, Brian Bastanza, Menichem Mendel, Schrugel Greenberg, Shmulo Greenberg. I hope this guy goes by Shmulo. That's cool. Shmulo Greenberg. Michael Kanarik, Brendan Casey, Craig Pivot, Garrett, David Altman, Daniel Vega, Alex, Samuel Borg, Mike Durr, Ryan Doyle, Nick Anton. So thank you to our most recent Patreons for supporting us. We appreciate you very much. Jake, do you have any closing thoughts? Because when emotions dry out, and we will do a recap on the season and that stuff. Do you have any more guttural, heart, genuine, anything else left to say?
I have so much genuine heart left to say. I'll try to keep it to a couple things. Jakey Spin Zone is already rolling hard. The young core of this team, this will just make them that much tougher and better. Sure, there's one for you. Jakey Spin Zone's too emotional. We've got a hell of a start to next year's World Series DVD. as tragic as a start as you can get. I just think it's, it was devastating. Got roped back in. I truly believed it was a special season. You and I have tied so much into this. I had kind of an emotional moment when I was thinking about, I genuinely think for you and me, I think the comparison is kind of going to be the 2017 Yankees. we came in under the radar. Things kind of went nuts this year. We were a part of it. And, it's just, I don't think things are going to be the same for us. I think it's going to be an awesome way, but we've got national attention and stuff like that. And we're going to be rolling out awesome stuff for Talking Yanks and Talking Baseball, and John Boy Media as a whole is a very real thing. And then maybe the most emotional thought I had, before I probably put the mic down for a little while, was, I live my life, I think all sports people that report sports end up, they end up fading into the abyss, and it's usually not too pretty, because I just think people lose the pulse of sports because your real life picks up. And I always kind of hated those people that still hung on and still thought they were in the mix with sports, even though they're clearly detached because they don't live and breathe every dying moment of every game. Today, I became jealous of those people that they become disconnected and they can step away and they can hang out with their kid and do stuff that's kind of bigger than life. So that's about as heavy, emotional, with a little bit of dark twinge as it gets. And I think that's me signing off. I'll kick it to you.
I'm watching Boone go around the clubhouse and hug the guys right now. And it's pretty sad. Yeah. I don't know, man. This sucks. Obviously, this blows. It's been a crazy year for us. We are built on the backs of the people who listen and follow and support us. And you guys know that. I've said it multiple times. This is a grassroots campaign. We've never spent a dime on marketing. We just try to work hard and put out content, and then you guys share it because you like it. And, it's truly special. And Jake's moving to New York. I'm moving to New York. We're on our way up. It's been a big year. That's all thanks to you guys, and we really appreciate that. And, I don't know. I can't even really like get myself to give that whole spiel. Pretty sad.
Yeah.
I did go to Barnes and Noble today. So I am going to maybe just do a lot of reading tomorrow and just dive into a story. That might save me. And then I'm also going to cook a meatloaf. So if you're interested in that, go follow me on Instagram. I'm cooking meatloafs left and right. Be on the lookout for a bunch of fun announcements. Can't really announce anything now, but there's some stuff in the future that I think everyone will be excited about. I don't know. I wish I could figure out a way to show our appreciation more. I mean, we had people tuning in for pregame shows before every game, 4 episodes a week, and then 1 episode basically a day in the off season.
Yeah.
And that's incredible. So thank you very much to everyone that listens to the show. And know that we like you more than the people that follow us on Twitter, but don't listen to the show. Top tier.
That's true.
Top tier. What's their name? Listeners? Engagers? Followers? Anyway, this isn't making sense anymore. Thank you guys very much. We're probably going to take the rest of October off for Talking Yanks. And then we'll be back, and hopefully we can run the gamut this off season with the interviews, episodes, some remotes, and all that shit. But if you want the nitty-gritty of the gameplay of what went wrong in this series, you might have to go tune into another podcast, because there's no what's that term I use for stats? There's no actionable results to that conversation.
Yeah. Check out Talking Baseball. We're going to have to cover it a little bit. We'll see what half-truths and non-half-truths come out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. It's only been 18 minutes. Damn, it feels like we've been talking for 3 hours because this sucks. So I'm going to throw all the ads at the end of the episode. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.